Blog Talk Radio.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of media coverage Obama get, spit that Kurt Vonnegut, that blow.
SFL, what's good? We're back for another installment. This is your host, Cypher the Guy, a.k.a. Steps, a.k.a. the Chicago Bears owner. On the line, I'm about to have Q the Truth, who is your commissioner, who is the Falcons owner. And hold on real quick. I think that's him. Hey,
that's
this is
all.
Q, right? Hey.
I'm Atlanta Falcons.
All right, so. Hold on. I got one more caller. Who's this? You're on air. Who's this?
Himself. Who do you think this is?
Jesus Christ.
Back from the dead, from the suspension dead. What's up, Rob?
What's up, man?
What's that?
What is it?
I said, how much y'all got me winning by tonight? What's the spread? Pause.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna say toss up right now. It's a pick 'em.
I'm gonna say 8 points or less. That's all.
All right, man. No, we got a triple out there. What happened in these prior games? How did Mr. 61 himself lose?
I tell you what, we'll get into that in just a second. But before we get into that, again, this is Steps right here, Bears owner. We got Q the Truth on the line, Falcons owner. We now have Rob on the line, who is the Bengals owner. We're going to go ahead and get into this show. First of all, let's go through these award winners real quick. This will be real quick. I'm going to go through the first one, like the actual winners, and I'll say who the runner-up is. So your MVP for this second season is Brock Osweiler. The runner-up, Jared Goff. Coach of the Year was Chan, and then the runner-up was the Rams owner. We'll go to the AFC. Offensive Player of the Year was Brock Osweiler. Number two was Jarvis Landry. Defensive Player of the Year was McKinney. Second man up was Jadeveon Clowney. So both of Houston's players over there on the Defensive Player of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year was Taj Pittman from the Patriots. Second up was Dillard Shabazz from the Raiders. Defensive Rookie of the Year was Andrew McMillan from the Bengals. And then second up was Clinton McNabb for the Broncos, who face each other later on today or tomorrow in the divisional. Best quarterback, Brock Osweiler from the Texans. Ryan Tannehill second up. Best running back, Lamar Miller. Second up, Latavius Murray. Best wide receiver, Jarvis Landry. Second up, DeAndre Hopkins. Best OL, Joe Thomas. Second up, Duane Brown from the Texans. Best DL, Jadeveon Clowney. Second up, Dante Fowler from the Jags. Best linebacker, McKinney. Second up, DeMario Davis from the Browns. Best DB was Reggie Nelson from the Raiders. Second up was Jamal Knight from the Jets. Best kicker, Randy Bullock. Second up, Mike Nugent. All right, so we're going to go to the NFC. NFC Offensive Player of the Year, Drew Brees from the Saints. Second up, Jared Goff. Defensive Player of the Year, Lonnie Valentine. Second up was Sean Lee. Next man up was Tyler Hurst. Offensive Rookie of the Year was Tyler Hurst. Next man up was Malcolm Barton. Defensive Rookie of the Year was Latavian Tatum. Second man up was Tyron Cherry. Best quarterback, Carson Wentz. After that was Jared Goff. Best running back was Jeremy Langford. Next man up was Todd Gurley. Best wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. Next man up was Randall Cobb. Best OL, Tyron Smith. After that was Trent Williams. Best DL, Olivier Vernon. Second man up was Brandon Graham. Best linebacker, B.J. Goodson. Second man up was Sean Lee. Best DB, Lonnie Ballantyne. Then it was Ryan Murphy from the Redskins. Best kicker, Dan Bailey. After that was Blair Walsh. Those are your 2017 SFL Season 2 award winners. In that list, just real quick, do you guys have any snubs or any surprises that you may have heard from that list I just called out or that you didn't hear from that list?
You know, the greatest receiving game of all time. That's all I need to talk about.
This
Ooh.
Guy, man.
391 yards.
He's talking about against the Browns. He had 391 and, like, three touchdowns.
Dumbass.
Ew,
nah.
How about you? Any surprises? Anybody?
No, nah, not really. I mean, pretty much followed. Like, outside of Krim being unable to stop Breeze and Cooks, where they got them awards basically, like, at the 11th hour, everything else was predetermined.
Yeah, and them awards, man. Not just the awards being decided by that. A lot of stuff got decided by that. And we can transition real quick into the SFL playoffs in which we're doing right now. You can kind of say that Krim losing that game to Kale set him up to lose the Gomes. The wild card round just finished. In the first game, we had the Chargers versus Clint and the Broncos. That ended up being 22-51, Denver Broncos winning and advancing. They'll be playing against the Bengals next. The wild card for the Cowboys and the Panthers, which we just talked about. Gomes ended up winning 35-13. It was definitely not a contest there. And the Cowboys will advance to play against the Rams. The Browns played against the Dolphins, in which we all know that the Browns owner is no longer in the league. They were kicked out. For pretty much being stupid. So the Dolphins had a bye week wild card round as well, and now they'll be going to go play against Chan. So having an extra week off, hopefully he's able to take on the undefeated team and knock them off. We'll see what happens. Then the last game, which was probably the closest game and the most entertaining game, the Eagles versus the Bears, ended up coming out on top 24-20, and the Bears will be going on to face the Redskins. Now, with all that being said, of those wild card games that you guys heard, which games do you guys feel like was not close enough, or they were like a little out of reach, or you guys were surprised? Like, what kind of comments do you guys have on those wild card games? I'll start with you, Q.
Probably Augs game. I felt like that game should have been, or I thought it would have been closer than what it was. And then when I tuned in, Paxton Lynch was losing his mind, and so was Roby. So I guess if I had to pick one, it'd be that. I think Krim had too much pressure on him in the Battle of Canada. Well, shout out to you for winning. With the one-handed Kamehameha versus Bryce,
this
you know.
Guy,
so
man.
The next round should be pretty interesting. Gomes has already prepared himself to be sacrificed to be. on the AFC side, surprisingly, I think Miami is going to give Chance some trouble. And shout out to Tampa. Having the 16-0 regular season in league history. So kudos to him for that. But I think he should give him a little bit of trouble.
Oh, I'd say the best of that.
I'm gonna say, and I'm not going to say it's going to be an upset or anything like that, but I expect Chan to win. I expect him to earn it, though. The other game, flip a coin, man. Just, it is what it is. Because you don't know what jackass version of Rob you're gonna get. You don't know if he's gonna sit out there and play like, you know, like he's trying to win, or if he's gonna go out there and duplicate the playoff performance he had versus Goins last season.
Hey, listen, man, my best wide receiver, you know, out of commission.
I don't even want to hear it. Excuse us. That's all it is.
Rob, let me ask you this, Rob. In the wild card round, I know you probably weren't around in the chat, but I'm sure you were able to to take a look to see what was going on in the games and whatnot. Were there anything that surprised you, anything that was just out of the ordinary that you may have seen, or, you know, something that you expected to happen, didn't happen? What you got, man?
Well, I expected that Chargers and what's the other team? The Broncos be a little bit closer. But, you know, with Mr. 61 himself, you know, I understand why that probably happened. But, you know, I'll just go home and watch the tapes and see what my man is doing over there so we can prepare. That game is scheduled.
Real quick.
But I didn't see any of the games.
You said when's it scheduled?
9 p.m., 10 p.m., in between that time tonight.
All right, hey, Kale, if you're out there, you're listening, you asked if any of the games are scheduled already, there you go. First game, 9, 10 p.m., something like that. So,
yeah.
With that being said, let me ask you guys this. Now, without being biased, Rob, since, you know, you're in the playoffs as well, where do you think this divisional round's going to go? Who's going to advance to the conference round, ultimately to the Super Bowl, and then win the Super Bowl? Q, I'll start off with you.
Let me see. I'll say it like this. I'm expecting at this point probably a Chan versus D rematch in the Super Bowl. That's my immediate take on that. I mean, as like record wise, they're the two best teams in the league. Now, we got to kind of see how it plays out because even though Pops won 14 games, he lost to AC this year, who also has a bye, but he has to play you. There's no telling how that game with AC shakes out. False. But hypothetically, if he makes it to the title game, he's realistically got a shot to make the Super Bowl. AFC, Rob has already promised the Super Bowl, but he's dumb as shit, so this can't take nothing he says serious. So until further notice, Chan is the ruler and the overlord of the American Football Conference until somebody else can do something about it. So I think that's how that is right now with maybe a few variables. But that game with you and AC would be key.
Okay. So if you have B and Chan in the Super Bowl, who comes out on top? And why?
Chan's playing really good football right now. And he actually defeated B recently too. It might be Chan because B hasn't really been putting a lot of time in Omana lately. He's been pretty busy. And it's all about preparation. So like, I would not be surprised if Chan won his second championship this year. Dark horse, though. I mean, I really wouldn't be surprised if you won your second championship either. You know, we'll see. You can utilize all your unlocked potential.
This guy. Crazy. I appreciate the regard, though. All right. Rob, what about
you?
What do you think this playoff is going to go without being biased?
Without being biased, I'm going to say, but I think this guy. I think I'm just going to go, like, who's going to go to the Super Bowl? I'm not, because I don't really know all the teams that's playing each other. But if, you know, if everything pans out right, because, you know, I'm going to take this very seriously. I'll try. And I'm looking to make my first Super Bowl appearance, right, on my side. Hopefully, the Dolphins owner can do his job, even though I think I could stop Chan, but, you know I could beat the Dolphins. I'm looking for a Bengals and Redskins Super Bowl. I think that would be one of the best Super Bowls ever. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't, you know, I think B is going to beat up on Gomes because they know how he plays. And the toss-up is between Chan and weekend, and the Dolphins on. And I just got to, you know, do my job against the Broncos. Sorry, but I don't think you're going to be eight. You might, but, you know.
Okay. Nah, fair enough. Okay. So I'll tell you what. I'm gonna hit on each game. So Dolphins Texans, that's the game that I'm just like, man, the common sense is telling me Chan, but the wild card in this is just the offense of the Dolphins. It's crazy, you know. Tannehill puts up numbers, Landry gets numbers, Parker gets numbers, everybody on the offense gets numbers, but Chan, he runs a very stellar defense. So I'm undecided, but if I just had to just pick a team, I'm going to say Chan. I'm going to say Chan wins that. He's undefeated for a reason, so I'm going to say he advances. Cowboys versus Rams, I'm going to say that's B. I don't see Gomes coming close that game. I think that'll be the biggest, for lack of a better – you know, I'm not even going to say that because that's pause. The Rams are going to destroy the Cowboys. I'll say that. The Bengals and the Broncos, I really feel like that's a toss-up, but I think you'll win that game, Rob. I think you'll actually play for real and you'll win once you see the Broncos' defense is pretty legit. Myself versus AC, in the past our games have been really back and forth. I'm going to say AC wins that one. AC, he has the run game. He has the quarterback for it now. I'm just now figuring out how to use my quarterback. I think he'll have the edge there. Now, moving on to the conference. So then it'll be Chan versus Rob, and I'm going to say Rob wins that one. I'm going to say you win that one, and it's going to be an offensive slugfest for that one. Now, B versus AC, I'm going to say B wins against AC this time around, even though B is rusty. I think he'll be able to apply enough pressure to the rookie pain and instill that pain within him, if I may say. Now, B versus Rob. Rob, I'm sorry, but B is going to murder you if y'all two meet in the Super Bowl. That'll probably be the worst Super Bowl to watch. I don't think your offense.
From what I understand, you're telling me Vaughn has a better chance to win the Super Bowl than Rob right now. I got you.
I mean,
Vaughn is winning the Super Bowl before Rob.
Every time I've seen Rob play against B, it has been a wash. Like, Rob hasn't stood a chance. I know there was one game, I think, that it was rather close, and that was mainly because B was making very poor reads. I don't know if he was on the phone, if he was dealing with a UPS driver or something, you know. I don't know what was going on. But B, like, y'all game was close, and then B ended up winning. Rob, have you ever won against B?
I've won against B.
Okay.
I've won against
B. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought you only won maybe once. But fair enough. Regardless, though, I do think B will end up winning that and then winning his sixth or his seventh championship. What is that? Duke?
Come on, Sweet. What are you?
Say that again.
I said B will end up winning his sixth or his seventh championship. How many championships does he have?
He has five, so that would be six.
All right, so he'd have one for the other hand. So that's my predictions. That's our predictions. That's pretty much it, man. I'm trying to make this show quick since everybody is playing their game rather quick.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I was told to relay a message to the league. I thought it was pretty funny,
okay,
but I'm going to honor this man to do it anyway. I was told by the Brickashaw Black Diamond that y'all, meaning the league, lucky I had to move. So I took some sim losses and games I was unable to attend. But don't forget, I was 5-2, and I was winning my division. So just know Pittsburgh Steelers football is about to be back, and I'm about to hurt a lot of people's feelings, and I don't give a fuck. And Antonio Brown is going to free agency, just like that.
Oh, he's going to free agency?
Yeah, he elected to not re-sign Antonio Brown, so he will be a free agent. I guess that would be breaking news. And Maybe I'll try and sign him. You know.
Thank you, Cooper. Sorry.
It's gonna be a lot of students for AB.
One button. You know.
This is true.
These things happen, man. Huh?
All right, so everybody, if you're listening, you're paying attention. Antonio Brown is in free agency. He will be come this off season. Stay woke, man. Stay woke. Keep that money up.
And Atlanta got a lot of people on the trade block. You know, maybe at a discounted price, we'll be able to talk. You know, shout out to JD's mother, Miss Stevens. You know,
oh, wow.
And that's my 2 cents. That's all. All
right. Well, let's go ahead and close this down, man. Like I said, we just wanted to make a quick show for you guys, that you guys have some content, that you guys won't be sitting there crying in my inbox telling me we ain't doing enough. So to close this out, Rob, you got any special comments for the people? Anything like that?
Yeah. I don't like the fact that I got you know, picks taken away from me from suffering such a disastrous loss. But you know, it is.
Nigga, really? Really? You gonna play victim?
Rob,
right
don't
now?
Do this. Yeah, don't do this, Rob.
You know what? Why did you orchestrate for LB to miss the playoffs? Let's ask that. Let's get down to this.
All right. Well, we got time.
The whole thing was, I already had the 2 seed locked up. Now, did I say that
you.
I didn't play my hardest? Pause. I did. I just had my backups in, you know.
Then that don't make no sense.
That's what boys – it does make sense because last season, what happened? AJ Green got injured within the last – 50 seconds of my last game. So, you know,
so you should have been throwing with 50 seconds left in the game in the first place.
I needed a first down. I was only up by 5. Yeah, I needed a,
And you trusted a guy, no disrespect, that just went 1-15 to come back and win that game, right? That's what you're trying to tell me right now?
Hey, listen.
Did you or did you not ask about the playoff scenario?
Yes, I
and
did.
And you knew that if the Browns won, that LB will be eliminated. So, did you get any type of satisfaction in what you did? Because you basically the mastermind, the conspirator, or the co-conspirator.
I would like to one, you know, advance through LB. I already beat him this season. It's not like, you know, I'm rid of him.
So, all right. So, let me ask you this then: if it didn't matter whether you won or lost, right?
Yes.
Because your seeding wouldn't change. Why not win your game versus, you got to speak about the Browns like he's deceased. You know, the guy that's no longer with us, right? And
uh-huh.
Then you probably end up playing LB again anyway. So why not go that route?
The whole thing wasn't about me playing hard. Did I play? I called the same plays that
go.
I called all the time. You know what I'm saying?
There
just I had my pick-up. I didn't want my starters to get injured. I wasn't risking that, you know?
Hey, bro. Let's call it spade a spade, right? I played you in the SFL 603 times, right? Listen,
yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
In them 603 times, you have 1-0, right? Not
yes,
once
sir.
Have I scored 80-plus points on you. So
yes, but I've never
you're telling,
used my
backups. Hold on,
again.
Hold on. Backups, no backups, none of that case. The Browns guy, he's no longer with us. Well, the guy, he who should not be mentioned, isn't very good. So how is it that he magically scores damn near 90 points for you? That's all I want to know.
He took advantage of the fact that I had
back
on the field.
Hold that thought before you respond. Before you finish the response, let me get a caller on the line. Hold on. All right, hey, B, you there?
Yeah, what's good?
That's
all right, yo, what's up? This is B, the Rams owner. All right, continue.
I purposely didn't let him score 83 fucking points on me. I had my backups in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's some bullshit.
I'll take the 83 rather than Andy Dalton dying, T-Von Austin, you know. I already have injuries.
Bro, that's some bullshit.
That guy's a good defense, man.
Oh, there's backups playing starting receivers. They can't cover it. All you got to do is watch the tape, man. If you watch the tape, you'll see exactly what happened. If you didn't watch the tape, all you watched was the final score.
Is that what happened, Rob?
You can see that I didn't give up these plays. Playing the opponent, my plays weren't reacting.
Rob, that was
Rob. He damn near dropped 90 on you, Rob. And he averaged like 15 points a game. You got to see how this shit don't add up.
Hey, listen. All you got to do is watch the tape, and then you'll understand what happened. Have a different.
I already know what it is.
You didn't watch the game. You can't make an assumption if you didn't watch the game.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. That was some bullshit.
I let him score 83 points. What would be the reasoning for me to let somebody score 83 fucking points on me? Come on.
Rob, you don't ever make sense. So don't try and bring reason like into it right now.
Why would I ask somebody?
Oh,
no. Okay, this somebody's in the wind tunnel. I don't know who that is.
It is what it is.
Listen, man. Until y'all watch the game, then there should not be no accusations of me allowing somebody to score 83. He earned the whole 83. And unless, to be honest, he should have
scored. Steph, I know you were able to mute him. I don't even know why he's still talking.
See, this is where I'm confused at, Rob. What I heard from a very reliable source that while spectating your game, they witnessed you in the fourth quarter calling cover zero and pretty much allowing the Browns owner to just throw lobs down the field. So what's the deal with that? Why would you sit there calling cover zero, allowing him to score like that?
Because he was shredding my fucking offense, my defense, and I was getting no pressure. So I decided, well, I'll just fucking call cover zero here and there. It wasn't like I was calling it every play. He was running the ball. He was running the ball, and then he see me at cover zero, and I guess he audibled out of it.
I hear you right there.
All right, Rob. If you say so.
Listen, steps. You got time. You can just watch the game, and then you tell him. You give a exact. You see that I wasn't fucking
How
allowing.
How you
going
to tell him he got time?
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
Every fucking game, he got time. Steph has time.
Look, man, I got a playoff game to play, man. I ain't got that much time. Hold on.
All right. But after the playoffs, just watch the game. That's all.
Steph, you play AC, right?
Yeah, I play against AC.
Oh, that should be interesting. Yeah, don't worry, Rob. Going home
scheduled.
So it don't matter.
I'll be home in like 2 minutes, man.
I mean, after you play Clint, nigga, you know what it is.
Who streamed that game?
The game versus the Chargers.
Yeah.
Clint did.
Yeah, the Broncos.
Homework game will help you.
What's his name? I'll figure it out.
PM him.
I'll
work for you.
Especially this time. See how it gets.
B, you got any thoughts?
Nah, I just want to let everybody know that our game is scheduled for tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. sharp. So, Will is late. Y'all already know.
Word.
Just gonna take this
Word.
Word.
You better be on time. It's a few guys in the league that refuse to make it on time.
You know, if Gomes
I warn people,
we're
going to start getting put on auto.
Gomes Lynn, Gomes can make the Super Bowl. As you know, AC can't beat him.
Pause all of that. Well, what happens to
everybody at this point got a chance to make the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and like we said, Ja got a better chance of getting the ring than your man Rob over there right now, and he ain't even in the playoffs. So
shut the hell up, man.
Oh, you sound sad, Rob. You think you gonna win the Super Bowl right now?
You said what?
Now you deaf. You think you gonna win the Super Bowl right now?
Of course. I'm looking to play AC in the Super Bowl, man.
Oh yeah? Well, it's
yeah,
good that you got dreams, man.
He talks a lot of shit.
You don't? Or rather, you don't start a lot of shit?
Why do people think I start a lot of shit when I just think I'm trying to put my little
do?
I don't start anything.
Cause you do. It's a habit.
Y'all should make me an admin.
Shit. I ain't that dumb. I haven't.
You ain't supposed to be an admin anymore. You know what I mean?
Not on drugs. Don't worry about it, though.
Yeah, UPS definitely not happening.
Damn. You guys sound like you're discriminated.
Discriminative. Okay. Good job, bro.
Jeez.
Can you leave him? Thanks.
So that was... Yeah, that's what we're going to do. All right, so... Let's go ahead and do this right here. All right, so...
I think I know what you're going to do.
Oh.
Yeah, wrong person.
Word. What you mean, people?
Wrong area code. Wrong area code. Anywho, all right. B, so you just got your parting shots in. Q, you got anything for us?
I'll let me in the offseason. I got business. I might make some big deals. I may not. You know, we'll see what's going on. That's it. Like I said, Matt Ryan on the block. If you don't want him, I'll keep him. Don't hate on my moves that I may or may not make. Jersey.
Oh yeah.
What's up, B? I heard him say like, "Oh yeah," but I didn't hear the rest of it.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything else.
I said, "Hold on," because it started getting windy.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I was saying. If y'all want girly. Girlie may be available, but don't come at me with my girl shit off.
Yeah, I heard you got offered a deal for girlie yesterday.
I did.
I keep my ear to the street.
Girlie yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I know one of them. I definitely know one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
But you don't need to send him to my division. That's all I'm saying. Word up. I appreciate that. That's all.
He could go to get the
business.
He could be a
shopper. I got two bags. Good, yo. I appreciate that, though. But Coleman might be the starter next year. Y'all better stay woke.
Y'all about to see the Rams transformation.
Matter of fact, Coleman back on the block. Coleman on the block. Freeman on the block. Hey, shout out to Beasley and Campbell for making a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? That's all. If you don't know who made the Pro Bowl on your team, you better go find out.
Yeah.
That's all.
To do that, just check your progression history. You'll see the Pro Bowl on there or not. If you didn't make it, oh, well. Anywho, that's pretty much it from us then. I got no parting shots. I'm just waiting to play this game whenever AC gets available. So... Y'all, appreciate y'all listening in. Appreciate y'all joining. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. I holla, they holla, we out.
There we go.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist, compassionate and careless, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of media coverage Obama get, spit that curse.